Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Tap Today Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, March 3rd. The grains closed mixed with May corn up 6 cents at 639 and 3 quarters, May wheat down 4 cents at 708 and 3 quarters, and May beans up 9.5 cents at 1518 and 3 quarters. The beans and corn were strong off of ideas that Wednesday's WASDE report is going to show reductions in the Argentinian crops. Right now, they're looking for the bean crop to be 36.3 million metric tons, down from 41 last month, and the corn 43.2, down from 47 last month. Brazil, they're basically leaving unchanged. That's what really spurred the market higher. Looked like we had a little hedge selling here by the Brazilians late in the day. Beans broke 6 cents off their highs. Corn broke 3 cents off the highs. So I think that was a little bit of hedging before the weekend. Heading into the weekend, I guess, the funds are happy being short wheat, long beans, corn, meal, oil. If we do get rains in Argentina over the weekend, I think the markets will be lower, but I think they'll be well supported going into the WASDE. If we rally between, Monday and Wednesday morning, we're going to be looking at some opportunities to sell more corn and beans on rallies. Hopefully we'll see those. It's interesting, the crude oil rallied virtually right now. It's up $4 off its lows from this morning. The Saudis and the United Arab Emirates apparently were squawking at each other. There was a rumor going around that the Emirates were thinking about pulling out of OPEC. That sent the oil down. Then they came out and said they're not pulling out, and then the market rallied. Also, the rig count in the United States was down to its lowest levels in 6 months. All that helped support the crude oil. But it really didn't do much for their bean oil. The bean oil closed down 71 ticks at 61.19. Dow Jones continues to rally out here, but the dollar was down 49 ticks. That didn't help the wheat. We're down to 104.50. We're still awful high, and I'm still on a fairly decent rally with a lot of resistance at 106 in the dollar. The carryouts for next week, they're looking at world supplies of corn, 293.7, that's down 1.6 from last month. Beans, 100.1, down 1.9 million from last month. And wheat, 269.9, up 600,000 metric tons from last month. The U.S. stocks are looking for 1.299 on the corn. That's up 32 million from last month. The beans down 6 million at 219. And the wheat up 8 million at 576. I think right now it's still a matter of what the Argentinian crops come out at on WASDE, what the weather is in Argentina. We see a few other hot spots. India may be getting a little dry, Australia a little dry. But, overall, if you look at the world supplies of grains, I think we're going to have plenty of grain around the world. Of course, we have to watch and see what Putin's going to do in Ukraine. Apparently, the Ukrainians did shoot down a jet, but it also looks like they're going to be giving up on Bakhmut. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag there. Will Putin sign a deal? I think he will sign a deal, but I think he's going to wait to the last minute. I think he's going to bitch and gripe about it all the way to the deadline, but eventually get something sold out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.